Pope John Paul II is in Kazakhstan, a Central Asian country which could suffer political fallout from President Bush's newly declared war on terrorism. Kazakhstan, which lies due north of Afghanistan, is roughly divided between Muslims and Christians, and it is from here that the Pope made an impassioned plea to the world that recent events not slide into open war. During his travel to Central Asia this weekend, the 81-year-old pontiff has repeatedly called for tolerance. NPR's Anne Garrels reports from the Kazakhstan capital of Astana.
Many of those who came to see the Pope had to travel more than 20 hours by train across this vast country which sits astride Europe and Asia. The crowd of about 50,000 at this morning's open-air mass represented a cross-section of the multi-ethnic population. There were Kazakh Muslims, Russian Orthodox Christians, and Polish and German Roman Catholics. The Pope addressed them all in all of their languages. Unlike its neighbors in Russia, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan has largely avoided ethnic and religious conflict, but there are fears that economic and historical grievances could erupt here too. As the U.S. plans to fight terrorists in nearby Afghanistan, the Pope called for tolerance and peaceful coexistence. The message hit home. The Pope held up Kazakhstan as an example of ethnic and religious harmony, but he acknowledged that this young country, which only got its independence from the Soviet Union 10 years ago, has great challenges ahead. In a final prayer, he called on Christians and followers of other religions to build a world without violence.
You must not let what has happened lead to a deepening of divisions. Religion must never be used as a reason for conflict.
Marad Aymangambyedov, a Kazakh Muslim, said he attended the mass out of respect for the Pope.
И то, что папа делает, вот он посетил и мечеть, посетил Сирию.
He said the Pope pays attention to all faiths. He said, I served in the army. Soldiers reflect their leadership. Catholics have a great leader. The Catholics here in Kazakhstan are a tiny minority, mainly Poles, Germans, and Ukrainians who were deported here by Stalin in the 30s and 40s. The remote steppes of Kazakhstan have long been a place of exile and imprisonment. Typical of many in the crowd, 59-year-old Nina Zuborovskaya was sent here as a child.
Немцев, поляков, всех сюда, в Казахстан.
Her first memories are of starvation. Her father and three of her siblings perished. The Pope paid tribute to the sufferings, but said this country now has a chance to prosper. This trip, part of the Pope's mission to the former Soviet republics, was planned a year ago. Despite his failing health and concerns about his security, the Pope insisted on going ahead. According to his spokesman, the frail pontiff is losing sleep over the prospect of war. He said John Paul supports measures to bring those responsible to justice, but he would not elaborate. During a meeting with the Pope, Kazakhstan's president, Nursultan Nazarbayev, announced his country is now ready to join a coalition of states to fight terrorism. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Astana.